This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Thursday and welcome, welcome, welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. It is our very last gratitude practice of this year. Holy moly, that means that this is our 52nd gratitude practice on this show. That's a lot of gratitude, a lot of moments that you have returned to yourself again and again, and that feeling of gratitude, which we know can absolutely transform our lives. Of course, since this is the last gratitude practice of 2021, I want to have a real big moment right now for us to identify the thing we are most grateful happened in 2021. The thing of all the things, and I know when I say the thing, think of how many things happened, came your way in 2021. It's a lot. But there's one of those moments, there's one of those experiences, one of those things that came your way so far this year that changed your life in a way, that actually changed you in a way. And I'm talking something big. And of course, the big feelings can come from small moments, right? I'm talking something that you actually can immediately bring your awareness to and go, wow, I am grateful that that thing came my way. Take a moment right now. You can do a little scan throughout the year if you want and just kind of go through what came your way in 2021. Who did you spend time with? What changes did you encounter? What beautiful moments did you get to experience? What are the highlights and the things that really stand out? And among them, there's one thing that just stands out a little bit more, a little bit above the rest. Bring your awareness to that experience. The thing you are most grateful came your way in 2021. For me personally, out of the many beautiful moments I've had this year, that many of them came out of very hard things. When I sit with it right now, the thing that stands out the most for me is that 2021 was the year I found my love for Sweden again. 2021 was the year I got to be reintroduced to my home country, but in the most beautiful, loving way. In a big way, it really feels like 2021 was the year I found my way back home. So I am grateful for this reintroduction to my homeland, to finding Sweden again. 2021 did a lot of damage. 2021 has been a pretty rough go for me, but there's a lot to be grateful for. And this moment, this big experience definitely, definitely changed my life, and it stands out. If you would like to journal on your gratitude for the year, I'm going to share a little practice that I shared on the Big Processing podcast that we did on the Big Yoga Girl podcast, if you haven't done that practice yet. If you did it already, you can do it again now. Every time you do this practice, it changes. Something changes and we find something else to be grateful for. What you're going to do is you're going to stream of consciousness journal one sentence at a time about 2021, where you begin each sentence with the words, thank you. So everything you can think of that you're grateful for that came your way in 2021, you're going to write that down. You can write 10 sentences. You can write 10,000 sentences. So you'll write, thank you for reintroducing me to Sweden. Okay, that was my big thing. Thank you for the beautiful moments spent with my family. Thank you for all the barefoot walks I got to take outside. Thank you for, you just keep writing, but of course, your own stuff. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Begin each sentence with the words thank you and write as many sentences as you can, reminding you of moments of gratitude you've had all throughout the year. It's a really beautiful practice because you'll write down little things and you'll write down big things. And as you keep going, you're just writing, 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 writing. You'll remember things that you had forgotten. And at the end of it, you'll have this big, big moment where you can look at all your gratitudes from the whole year. And it's just this potpourri of amazingness that came your way. At the end of it all, we want to leave 2021 behind with as much gratitude as we possibly can. And this practice is a good way to get there. Thank you so much for being here. I want to take this moment on our Thursday to give you a big thank you from the depths of my heart for listening to this podcast, for joining me for all of these practices that we do every single day, all year long. I am so grateful that you listen to this show. I'm so grateful for your presence in my life. The fact that you're tuning into this show every single week is what allows me to live the life I really want to live and do the thing I love doing, which is recording this show. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I am really excited to see what 2022 is going to bring our way. Of course, we don't know everything, but something you can count on is that I'll be right here. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.